What's up, people? What's up? Welcome back to another episode, another delicious episode of Eat More Veggies. Today we're talking about sauces, all right? We are doing a lot of sauces because I feel, like I said in all my other podcasts, that, you know, sauces are really important. And when you have the right sauce, it just makes for so many delicious meals and variety. So I wanted to switch it up a little bit. We've always done a lot of different darker sauces. So today I wanted to do something that's light, creamy, and super delicious, right? You know, for my pasta lovers out there, you know, for anyone that wants to do some kind of roasted veg and then just pour over some delicious creamy sauce over it. All right, so let's go over the ingredients like we normally do. We're looking for one medium to large white onion, sliced super thin, right? We're looking for a cup of vegetable stock, four large garlic cloves minced, half a cup to three quarter cups of coconut milk unsweetened, half a teaspoon of sea salt, half a teaspoon of ground black pepper, half a cup of raw cashews unsalted, right? Toasted as well, just raw cashews. Soak those. You want to soak them overnight. All right. If you have the time, do them at least 4 to 6 hours before you use them. And then also have on hand 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, 2 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese. That's all the ingredients you need for this delicious Alfredo sauce. All right. Now let's go into the preparations. Excuse me. So first things first, you have your chopped onions, you have your chopped garlic. You're gonna add that to a pot with the vegetable stock. You're gonna bring it up to a boil, let it cook nice and slow. Once it comes to a boil, you're gonna turn it down and just let it simmer. Let 90% of that liquid evaporate into the onions and the garlic. Then what you wanna do is add your coconut milk, bring it up to a boil again. Once it comes to a complete boil, you wanna take it off the stove. You want to take your soaked cashews, add it to your blender. You want to add your garlic and onion mixture to the blender with the coconut milk as well. And you want to add just 1 tablespoon of the lemon juice, all of your nutritional yeast, and all of your Parmesan cheese. Blend that up. Add your salt and pepper. See what it tastes like. See the consistency. If you think it's too thick, add a little bit more stock. All right, or add some milk, depending on your choice, right? But literally, that's it. Once you taste that and it's ready to go, you just put that into an airtight container, you seal it, and it's done. When I tell you this is one of the most delicious vegan Alfredos you're gonna make batches of it, and you're gonna put it in the freezer and pull it out when you need it. Because this, you can do for your lasagna, for your baked ziti, you can do it for your spaghetti, your pasta, whatever you want. With rice and vegetables, use it as a nice cream sauce for like your quinoa salads, for dressings, I mean, you name it. Really delicious, really bright, super tasty. I hope you enjoy this recipe. And like I said, it's really quick, it's easy. It's not even 4 minutes yet and the recipe is done. So once you have all your ingredients, you can definitely make this really quick, all right? If you wanted to take it a step further, you can add some bay leaves in there, all right? Maybe 2 to 3 will be fine, some fresh thyme. You know, have fun with the recipe, experiment a little bit, add some smoked paprika, you know, elevate the recipe. I'm always gonna give you the blueprint and you have the ability to now make this recipe your own, all right? So until next time, my beautiful people, I wanna wish you an amazing Labor Day weekend. Today is Monday, so it is Labor Day. So be safe out there, have fun, cook something delicious, and don't forget to subscribe so you can be alerted when I drop another bomb delicious recipe. All right. And by the way, I am now on Kitsch, which is an amazing platform. All right. It's K-I-T-T-C-H. I'm doing all kinds of delicious recipes, tips and tricks on there, so you get to see me do it live. So if you are ever in a situation where you want to like, how do I do this, and you want to ask questions, then this is definitely the platform to be on. It's totally free. All right, if you click the link in my bio on Instagram, you can definitely find the Kitsch tab there. Just click on it and you'll find my profile. There are tons of recipes on there already, and there's more being uploaded every week. I do a live at least once a week, and you'll never know what you'll find on my lives, but they're always going to be informational. They're always going to be ideas. They're going to be recipes, how to do amazing things, how to cook really tasty food, and all of that good stuff. All right, so definitely make sure you check out Kitch, sign up, and join me on my next live where I cook something super tasty. All right, until next time, this is Chef Ed. If you want to know more about anything else that I am doing, make sure you go to knifeandspoon.com, sign up for the newsletter. There you get all the information every week that I send out based on new recipes, new tips, new tricks, all that good stuff. Our new spices that we're launching, Queen and King, stay tuned for that. It's going to be amazing. All right, we're testing the final products this week, so hopefully they'll be ready by the end of the month. All right, Queen and King is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Royalty is here. All right, until then, peace out.